producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I'm going to run, because they are simply indestructible. They are modular beyond any sort of belief system that I could ever put forward to you. There's no way for me to put it to you other than to tell you to go look at their website and look at how many different combinations they have with their holster setups. And that is at TacticalHolsters.com. I'm going to make a prediction for you. And it pains me to make this prediction. In our lifetime, in the next 5 years, we're going to be in a situation where we're going to be forced to take up arms against Islamists here in the United States. Maybe not, you know, coast to coast, border to border, but enough widespread to where it is finally going to pull the whole cloak off of the whole moderate Muslim facade that's out there, and we're going to be forced to go wholesale Jeffersonian when that happens. That's because the Islamic phenomena in the 21st century is today's zombie outbreak. We can sit back and we can live the Middle East to ourselves. We can get out there and say, well, we could let Syria and ISIS kill each other, all this other stuff. And eventually it still makes it to our shores. It's already here. We have 35 compounds here in the United States from the Muslims of America. Well, we have 30,000 Somalian Muslim immigrants in Minneapolis, St. Paul, where that's becoming the epicenter of ISIS recruiting USA. And supposedly we've got 18 cells, according to ISIS, here ready with fighters to go. You know, we've had Garland, Texas. We've had Chattanooga. You know, all of this started in 2009 with Nissan at Fort Hood. You know, we started getting that here. We've had 9/11. We had 1993 when they tried to blow up the base of the World Trade Center to make it topple over. We are a plum target for the Islamic terrorists. Absolutely plum. And thanks to this president that we have, this disease, the zombie outbreak, has been allowed to go just unchecked. And now, let's look at the situation we're in now. Now, the leader of the counter-terrorist push is Vladimir Putin. And Barack Obama is going to be forced to follow Putin to go in to bolster the regime of Bashar al-Assad, who is a despot of the first order. But he is not ISIS. And for the people of, I mean, Syria is decimated. They've lost three-quarters of the territory. Half of the people have moved. 350,000 people have been killed, and a lot of these Syrian, quote-unquote, refugees are making their way through Europe to take over Europe without a shot. To take over Europe without a shot. They get there, they boast about, we're taking you over, we're going to be the majority. And, you know, in the meantime, politicians are sitting around saying, we can't get enough of you guys. As if somehow they're going to win a prize, whoever gets the most Islamics. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. However, we're going to be forced into a position where we're going to have to pick up a weapon. Now, this could have been stopped. This could have been done differently. It could have been done differently going all the way back to Bush. When we were letting this be a special operations war, and letting them do what we did, what they do, the Taliban and Al Qaeda, they feared when the Americans were coming to town. Then when the conventional forces followed on and we started getting all of these funky rules of engagement, then they started to see our weakness, which our weakness is our humanity. The spec op guys have just as much humanity as anybody out there, but they're not afraid to get out there and to get dirty. As, you know, most of the conventional troops, they're, conventional troops are, you know, they're not just something, you know, they're not a kinder, gentler combat force. They just are a little more conventional. They don't work in as small of a group. And typically they're carrying more equipment. They're not as lightweight. And we could turn this around anytime we want to. Of course, with this president running the military down, when he's taking everything down, and now the actual veteran force walking around here in the streets of the United States is what? 20 times the size of the active duty military? 25 times the size of the active duty military? This is the problem. We can no longer project force the way we would need to. We would have to go fully, it would have to be airborne for the most part, and then we would have to consider things like bigger ordnance, possibly nuclear ordnance, to make a point, because we really don't have the capability, I think. And nobody consulted with me and laid out any flow charts. I'm just looking at the numbers they're telling me are going away. I don't think we have the capability to project force. And all of that doesn't really matter to me, because what matters to me is that I think sometime soon, I'm going to be forced to throw a bunch of stuff on and send a bunch of rounds somewhere where I probably used to buy coffee or groceries or, buy books. I think it's coming to town. And this latest thing with Putin and Obama meeting and Putin basically laying out what he's going to do. We should be the ones leading that charge. Putin should not be involved in this at all. Of course, we'd have to go way back from that point to actually make things precipitate that maneuver, which we're not. We're not. We are a hollowed out shell of what we were on, September 15th, 2001, when everybody was revved and ready to go. That's the attitude we have to have. You don't need to be watching war, civilians. You don't have the stomach for it. Getting out there and saying, oh, this is horrible, this is atrocious. War is hell. And if we're going to go to the trouble of sticking young people in combat, in uniform, and putting them out there, we need to let them go full bore. We need to release them, take off the muzzle, turn them loose, say, this is your mission. Don't come back till you complete it. I don't care what you do. Geneva Convention be damned. We are no longer working in an honorable war theater. We're fighting a bunch of people that want to kill a bunch of noncombatants and think it's just a smoking hot idea to saw somebody's head off and then put the video up where his family can see that. They think it's smoking hot to stick a bunch of guys in a vehicle and let them watch the RPG headed their way. To put them in a cage and let them watch themselves be lowered into a pool of water that's above their heads with GoPros underneath the water surface so we can watch them drown. This is the enemy we fight. We don't need to have any rules with them. No rules with them. And yet we're going to have rules. We're going to have all kinds of things happening. All kinds of things getting in the way. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen here. It's going to happen here. Law enforcement will try to respond. There are not going to be enough of them. By the time anything federal were to move in the way, we can take care of this decisively. Think about that as you go about your day to day. Look around you. You're in a big sponge of a target. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Whether it's their original lineup of just holsters and ammunition carriers to their current contact series fusion between tactical nylon and Kydex, GECO continues to be the leader in innovation when it comes to combat carriage for the tactical operator out there and for those of us that may have to employ it here in the United States. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. A lot of the anti-gun groups out there today have rebranded themselves, because before it used to be gun banning groups, then it became anti-gun groups, and now they've become gun safety groups. They have to change, you see, as the polls do. And it's amazing that they have to change, because when they were gun banning groups, they thought they had the wind at their backs. Then when they became anti-gun, they thought they had the wind at their backs. And now the gun safety thing is them just sort of acknowledging that they don't have the wind at their backs. Two gun ban groups have started a petition to deny a federal grant for something called Project Child Safe, a gun safety program operated by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, not a anti-gun group. For the first time since 2008, when Obama was elected, the NSSF has won a U.S. Department of Justice grant for $2.4 million for something called Project Child Safe. The program, according to the NSSF, is committed to promoting firearm safety among firearm owners through the distribution of safety education messages and free firearm safety kits. This is the NSSF looking at the incidents of accidental shootings among children, which are going down, and saying, we can actually impact this today and move it forward. So they've started with this. You know, you've got the NRA that is constantly out there pushing gun safety, firearm safety training. You've got tens of thousands of trainers and instructors, all NRA certified, with a curriculum and guideline set up that millions of people have gone through, and millions more will later. So the NSSF is also dedicated to firearm safety. This is the, you know, they sort of overwatch the industry. And none of these gun makers, none of these gun manufacturers sit out there and get into a boardroom with a monocle in one eye and a cigarette holder holding a cigarette while they wear nothing but black, cackling madly going, I can't wait for ordinary people to die with my product. Not actually what happens, despite what you may see. Project Child Safe is just one of the programs that NSSF sponsors, and it's operated in partnership with law enforcement departments throughout the United States. Now, apparently, true anti-gun, true firearm safety is opposed by anti-gun groups who call themselves gun safety groups. The Newtown Action Alliance and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, which is one of the most militant organizations on the planet. They think that if somebody kicks in your door, kills every one of you to confiscate one gun, kills you, your dog, and your ferns, that's constitutional. They think they want that whole monopoly on force thing happening. They began a petition campaign to have the Justice Department rescind the grant. All this talk of firearm safety and responsible gun ownership from them is nothing more than a smokescreen, of course. But that's not surprising, because while the NRA and the NSSF spend millions each year to promote and train for firearm safety programs that actually saves lives, safety isn't just a political ruse. It's a top priority. Nobody wants... That's like getting out there and going to, going to the AA dropout society and saying, we want to sell you cars for you to drive after you tie one up. Better yet, we're just going to give them to you. Go get drunk and drive our cars, please. Please. Now, in contrast, groups like this that are challenging Project Child Safe do nothing to promote firearm safety. Their version of firearm safety is no guns. And this is their hypocrisy on parade. Yes, I know that's not the way you pronounce it. They hide behind the term gun safety to fool the low info voter into their real intentions, which is to reduce, as best they can, or eliminate altogether legal gun ownership amongst individuals that are not part of the 1, government, 2, military, 3, law enforcement. And we know how that works out for those two groups, don't we? Because they don't, just the other day, the NYPD off-duty cops can't carry a gun around the Pope. How'd that work out? Who's calling me? Don't call me right now. I'm in the middle of workflow. Can't talk to you. Sorry. So cops can't carry guns. We don't want cops. There's some people out there that think that our local police departments and sheriff's departments should be as armed as the British bobbies. What a good idea. So while they're hiding behind the term gun safety to fool the low-info voter, they're actually wanting to take guns away from everybody. Everybody. So with this antagonism that we constantly get from the Obama administration, from everybody that wants to be president on the Democrat side, that we see coming at legal gun owners and any organization that defends the Second Amendment, it remains to be seen if this grant will actually make it to the NSSF or if the anti-gun politics will win the day. If they are successful, it only proves one thing, that the any talk of gun safety by Obama or the Justice Department or any anti-grunt gun group, it has nothing to do with that. It's just empty talk. It's just, it's just something coming out of their face. Means nothing. Means less than nothing. This is hypocrisy on parade. This is what it is. We're out there actually trying to save lives. I don't carry a gun to kill anyone. I carry a gun to save my life. If need be. Same reason I carry a spare tire. I don't carry a spare tire because I want to change a tire. I carry a spare tire in case I have to change a tire. First aid kit, ditto. Not looking to get a cut. You know, there's lots of things I have in case I need them, and a gun is one of them. And for people that don't like that, tough. Tough. But we don't need to, we have a contemporary thing that we can look at now. We have a cousin across the pond, and we're going to take a look at them coming up on the next break. We're going to take a look at them and see what they have now that they've gotten the gun-free utopian dream that the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the Newtown Alliance, Bloomberg, all of these people, this would be what they want. And we can see, we're going to look at what they've got coming up next. For the people who are doing nothing. I'm talking about the UK. They have 1.5 million guns registered there, but they're all double-bore shotguns, double-barreled shotguns, that you can't use in self-defense. Don't try it, by all means. Don't do it. You get in trouble if you try to. If somebody's trying to kill you and you shoot them in self-defense, you're in trouble, bloke. So that's coming up next. But, Don't kick back and look at any of this stuff. Low-info voters, educate yourself, please. You're being taken for a ride. You're being played. You're being duped. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Get your Direct Action Response Kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. If you haven't been there yet, you need to go look at the Contact Series. Look at the Traveler's Bag, the perfect ISIS welcome wagon bag. That's my ISIS welcome wagon bag, packed with everything I need, I'm going to need. And the carriage is brought to you lovingly by G-Code. The common elements for the 21st century lethal gentleman. Let's go to the phones real quick. Paul from New Jersey, ISIS. Yes, sir.
Hello, Bill.
Hey.
Bill, I just wanted to mention, because you were talking about ISIS and said that they're our enemy. They're not our enemy at all. They're our proxies. They are serving America's Zionist foreign policy and doing a great job of depopulating Syria and the any threat in the region that Israel thinks might be a potential danger to their well-being.
Mm.
You know, the fact of the matter is John McCain is probably the biggest among many in the Congress and the Senate, dual allegiance, basically Israeli first are out there. And a few years ago, he met with the leader.
Don't ever call my show again. I thought that was you. Don't ever call my show again. You won't ever make it as far as you did. I have a very strict rule of thumb when it comes to stuff like that. I don't look at an enemy and get out there and wonder where they're coming from. Okay? Okay. Now, back to something pertinent. Despite having one of the world's strictest gun control regimes in the UK, they're the gun control advocates and they're supporting bureaucrats. They're not happy with what they've already got. the subjects of the UK can rest assured that they're not going to, nobody's going to rest till there are no sort of bullet launchers out there at all. Latest action against UK gun owners comes in the form of a report by Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary, whatever that is, the HMIC. They have more alphabet agencies than we do. The agency purports that it independently assesses police forces and policing in the public interest. I don't know what that has to do with the guns owned by people there. And they have a report titled Targeting the Risk and Inspection of the Efficiency and Effectiveness of Firearms Licensing and Police Forces in England and Wales. And it takes issue with the implementation of the UK's current firearm licensing regime at the local level. And they recommend that the Home Office adopt a more stringent guidance on how the scheme should be carried out by local authorities, which is further to the detriment of the local gun owners there. The report's authors claim that their concern is with designing better processes, properly supported in law, that allow for uncompromising rigor and constant application, which enable the public to have confidence that the police are properly carrying out their licensing responsibilities by targeting the risk that possession of any firearm carries. While at the same time in England, if you are a, you know, if you're a tuba player in the British military band and you cross the street where, you know, some of the numerous Muslims may be, and you know, we don't know if they're terrorists or not. There's surely some moderate ones, yeah, except for those two that will run up on this tuba player and start carving him up like a turkey in front of everybody, and everybody there, all they can aim at them are their camera phones. But hey, the local UK citizen that might own a shotgun to shoot pheasants, he's the threat. Now, much like the fear-mongering gun control advocates that we have here, the HMIC raises the specter of potential future tragedies. If their recommendations are not heeded, there will be blood in the streets, by God! They say what is highly likely is that, if change is not effected, there will be another tragedy. Has there been a big tragedy in the UK that I don't know about? Besides the 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 per year, that is a, you know, that's pretty tragic. And apparently it's okay in the UK if you get beat to death with a cricket bat. Apparently. this report for gun owners in the UK, you know, and the UK is a lost cause. The UK is a lost cause. During World War II, when Churchill was out there saying, we have to defend the homeland, and some people got out there and said, with what? We took care of that for them. We gave them guns, thousands, tens of thousands of guns. We shipped them tens of thousands of guns. That way, if the Germans decided to land on the Isle of the UK, they were going to be met with some very fierce resistance. And as soon as it was over, the Brits took the guns away, and they went back to where they were before. They were sheep, then they were wolves, and they were sheep again. They're just changing Brits. Those Brits, they just morph from one form to the other. One of the things that the HMIC is advocating is that if you display some sort of antisocial behavior, which they don't categorize and don't see the thing about something like that, when they put something like that out there, that could be something you put on Facebook. That could be something you put on Facebook. You could get out there and say, I don't like the current form of government. Now you're antisocial. Got guns? We're taking them. Getting out there and not specifying what constitutes anti-anything and leaving that open-ended where you can adopt that as the need arises, that is the trap. That is a trap awaiting British gun owners there. According to the HMIC, the report's recommendations will help forces to adopt a more robust approach that might have been the case previously in order to err on the side of public safety. In other words, give up some more freedom that you never had to begin with, and we're going to promise to make you safe even though we can't possibly keep that up. I'm being asked in the chat room and on text who that was in the call. That was a guy that used to follow me when I was at another radio network who was a racist, Zionist-believing waste of skin. And when I saw where he was from and I saw who he was, I kind of thought that was him. And me being me, you know, most of the time in the past I've gotten out there and gotten in an argument with him. He's not worth our time. He's not worth our time. Some of these nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts that get out there and believe there's one group that's in charge of anything in this world today. You guys, you've lost your mind. There's a lot of things at play here, but there's not one all-knowing group that we know about, anyway. The last thing we would know about would be if there is a group like the Illuminati or the Rothschilds or the Bilderbergers or something. We would not know that they actually are there, and we wouldn't know where they meet if they're actually real. Okay? There's something called operational security that these guys, if they actually were to exist, they're very, very good at. I watch all the videos where people like Beyonce are a member of the Illuminati. It's just funny to me. It's just funny to me. And for all I know, they may exist. The world I exist in is one where I identify the enemy, and when the enemy is identified, I move forward and attempt to eliminate them. That's my world I occupy. I don't care if they're Zionists or the Baptists or the Hare Krishnas or the Salvation Army. I don't care who they are. When they come up and they get ID'd, they're going to get tagged. They're going to get capped, and we're moving on. Labels mean nothing to me. Everybody that's so stuck up on a label, give it up. I mean, you're wasting your time. And definitely you're wasting your time calling me about it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is with their four lines of things that they've come out with. And, you know, and there's some things I've never touched on. I've never touched on their excellent, excellent riggers belts that they make there. I've never touched on their outrageous fighting knives that they make there. They are, I mean, just they just continue to slam it, slam the innovation every time they turn around. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. This is what I'm going to say regarding the Pauls of the world, okay? You can get an idea of what the Pauls of the world are about when they call in to you and say you're wrong about what you're saying, because primarily they're focused on being right. They're focused on being right. Now, I like to be accurate. I like to be a lot of things, but accurate is one thing. I try very hard to be accurate if I'm presenting anything to you. Sometimes I will get it wrong. Because sometimes I will pick up a piece of bad information, and I will think I've checked it, and I will get it wrong. But in the case of ISIS, let me make a few statements here. Yes, to a certain degree, we did train them, and we enabled them, and they've gotten a hold of a lot of our weapons that we left behind for some stupid reason. And just like every other time we've ever done this, we did this with Noriega, we did this with Osama bin Laden, we have always backed the wrong horse. We always back the wrong horse, and then it turns around and bites us on our fourth point of contact, and then we have to turn around and do something about them later. This is not a new thing. However, getting out there and thinking that the way to fight something is to be right, and your primary method of dealing with things, I couldn't care less about any motivating factor with anybody that jumps in front of me. That's the thing. I don't care about a motivating factor if somebody jumps in front of me. What I care about is they're in front of me, they're about to do something to me, whether they are Islamic or Jewish or, I don't know, Amish or whatever. When they jump in front of me and they're about to do something criminal to me, I'm going to perforate them as many times as it takes until they collapse into a heap. That's my thing. That's all I'm about. I've had many interactions with Paul from New Jersey. He is a racist. He's a firm believer in this whole Zionist thing. And at the same time, I know nothing about what Paul does besides talk about it. Now, everybody I know does more than talk about what I talk about. Everybody I know actually has got tools and everything else ready to go if it comes down to the point we have to do something that we really don't want to do. But we're fully prepared to follow that, you know, take that to its last point, if that's what it comes to. And for those of you that are just so concerned with being right without being prepared, we'll be stepping over you, or you'll be calling us. And in that 11th hour, we'll be your daddy. So, Paul, grow up, get a life. Don't be so concerned with being a racist, always right guy. Because you got bigger fish to fry, brother. You really do. One of the things about the gun culture that I've decided is that out there in the United States, there's also an anti-gun culture. Culture comes from this whole idea of cultivating things, including human achievement, understanding, maybe appreciating them, and refers particularly to the custom and attitude that characterizes a particular social group. The anti-gun advocates are very clear about their ideas, and the ones that follow them are in lockstep with them over the anti-gun culture of some belief that if they were to just do this one next thing, things would be so much better. Dianne Feinstein in 1995, this is not a new thing, everything we're facing is not that new. In 1995, she wanted an outright ban. If she had the vote, she wanted to pick every one of them up. According to the Violence Policy Center in 2000, America needs to ban handguns. Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2012, in his run-up to the SAFE Act, said confiscation could be an option. Senator Feinstein, making a comeback in 2013, trying to remain relevant, wanted us to step up and ban these weapons. Michael Bloomberg said in 2015 that guns need to be removed from the minority males age 15 to 25, Black America. Did you catch that? In the meantime, there's more guns purchased in America every year. And there is extensive resistance to more restrictive registration schemes. Where it becomes codified, like in Connecticut and like in New York, it is defied. Among 320 million people now in the United States, there's somewhere between 347 and 370 million guns. In about 43 million households, in the hands of anywhere from 113 to 134 million people. By comparison, there's 253 million cars and trucks with no movement to restrict the variety or design of vehicles comparable to the assault on guns. They're learning that the anti-gun activists are learning that in order to pursue their ends, they'll have to change the widespread gun friendliness, which is polling against them. And this is their new goal. Of course, they're coming into it on the losing end. The trend has switched, and a lot of it has to do, and is going to have to do, with the fact that none of their dire predictions has ever come true. They hold a minority viewpoint to begin with, and no matter what anybody wants to say, it is a minority viewpoint about further gun control being desirable, and they're trying to strengthen their group identity and specialness to enhance their anti-gun culture. If they're yelling at a windmill, that makes them feel more virtuous. Fighting for a cause, even a losing one, feels like such a noble thing to do. But when you get so emotionally invested, it gets very difficult to see a different perspective, no matter how rational. That's part of the trap they fall in there. And then there's the hoplophobia. This is just the absolute fear of guns. This is somebody that becomes trembly if a cop comes in to get a cup of coffee beside them and they see the gun in his holster. This can be as much of a political reaction as a true phobia, but it's certainly rare for anti-gun activists to be seen handling guns. Every time I ever see Dianne Feinstein, she's got her finger on the trigger. No gun guy does that. Whether the gun is unloaded or loaded, because we treat every gun like it's loaded. So for all these reasons, it's probably useful for us to understand that the anti-gunners have their own little culture that they like to fall into. They don't develop much in the way of practical skills, and they are heirs to a tradition that government knows best, accomplished a lot during the 20th century. And they do share common goals and beliefs and mentalities. Comparatively, though, the gun culture has centuries of history to honor. We have skills to acquire that are very respectful and very respect-worthy once we acquire them. And we've been more effective here lately propagating the value of owning a gun versus the anti-gun culture value of banning them all. Being for something is usually a more attractive message than being against it. The positive message, if you will. So, you know, history is replete with full clashes of culture. And that's been mostly recorded as occurring between people and nations. In less dramatic ways, we have that happening here, within our borders. We have a clash of beliefs and values within a broader culture. And, you know, it's turning our way. It's turning our way. One of the things that lends itself to us is this. We can't agree on how the Constitution should be read and what it actually means. That's always going to be there. If we could agree on how the Constitution is read, there would be one religion. There would be no sports. We would be happy to be happy. And that's just not what we are. That's just not what we are. So, be aware as you look out around you. Doing it again in 22 hours tomorrow. Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, will be talking some stuff. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.